Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
There's a place off the coast of Long Beach, California, where history and the supernatural collide. A place once a luxury ocean liner, a symbol of elegance and grandeur, now a towering ghost ship. Welcome aboard the Queen Mary, a retired vessel that continues to captivate and disturb. Today, we're headed to Sir Winston's restaurant located deep inside the ship, where paranormal activity isn't just a rumor, it's practically a tradition. Guests, staff, and even paranormal investigators have all reported strange occurrences within the restaurant's lavish walls. Objects move on their own, lights flicker without explanation, and a cold breeze creeps through the dining area, even when the air outside is warm. But it's not just the eerie atmosphere that keeps people talking. It's the shadows. Apparitions, some say, walk right through the walls, lingering where once passengers and crew traveled, ate, and slept. And the big question remains, who or what are these spirits? Are they the ghosts of former passengers who died aboard the Queen Mary? Or is there something more to these hauntings than meets the eye? In this episode, we'll dig deep into the dark history of the Queen Mary and the mysterious happenings inside Sir Winston's. From the ship's early days as a glamorous ocean liner to the present-day reports of strange occurrences, we'll explore both the eerie and the logical explanations for what's really going on. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The Queen Mary is not just a ship. It's an icon of maritime history. Launched in 1936, the British luxury ocean liner was once the epitome of grace, a floating palace that ferried the rich and famous across the Atlantic. Her sleek Art Deco design and lavish accommodations attracted passengers from around the world. At the height of her popularity, the Queen Mary was more than a mere ship. She was a symbol of prestige. However, as with all legends, time has a way of tarnishing even the most majestic of tales. In 1967, after over three decades of service, the Queen Mary was retired from active duty. The ship's reign as one of the most luxurious liners in the world came to an end, but her legacy was far from over. The ship was sold to the city of Long Beach, California, where it was permanently docked and transformed into a hotel and tourist attraction. It became a centerpiece of the city's waterfront and a marvel for visitors eager to experience the grandiosity of a bygone era. However, something else followed the Queen Mary into her new life, a growing reputation for being haunted. Shortly after the ship became a hotel, strange occurrences began to be reported by both guests and staff. The first whispers of paranormal activity were subtle. Guests would complain about the cold spots in their rooms, or staff would hear footsteps in the halls when no one was around. Most dismissed it as a product of the ship's age or the creaks and groans of an old vessel. But the strange happenings didn't stop. Staff began to report more consistent and unnerving experiences. Doors would swing open on their own, even when they were locked. Guests reported hearing voices when no one was around, as well as seeing shadowy figures that seemed to disappear as soon as they were noticed. The air would grow inexplicably cold, and sometimes the lights would flicker as if a power surge had occurred. Yet nothing ever seemed to explain why. As these reports continued, it became clear that the Queen Mary's history might hold more than just the memories of her former passengers. Some speculated that the ship, having witnessed both glamorous highs and traumatic lows, had absorbed the energy of its past. After all, the Queen Mary was no stranger to death. During her wartime service as a troop carrier in World War II, she transported soldiers across the Atlantic, sometimes in treacherous conditions. Many perished aboard the ship, whether due to accidents, illness, or the brutal nature of war. Over 50 people are known to have died on board during her service, and those deaths have been cited by some as the origin of the ship's strange energy. But it wasn't until Sir Winston's restaurant opened aboard the Queen Mary that the reports of hauntings became more specific and much more alarming. Sir Winston's, located in one of the most opulent sections of the ship, was named after Winston Churchill, who was said to have dined aboard the Queen Mary on several occasions. The restaurant's luxurious interior, with its plush carpets, rich wood paneling, and breathtaking ocean views, became the perfect backdrop for more than just fine dining. Soon, guests and staff began to report specific phenomena that pointed directly to paranormal activity. One of the first major reports from Sir Winston's involved the inexplicable movement of objects. Guests at the restaurant would sit down to eat, only to have their drinks move across the table as if nudged by an invisible hand. Plates and silverware would sometimes rattle, or, in one case, an entire wine glass was said to have flown off a table without any physical explanation. At first, these were attributed to the vibrations of the ship, or perhaps drafts causing movement, but the incidents continued to happen with no clear reason behind them. Then, there were the lights. Flickering lights were common aboard the Queen Mary, but in Sir Winston's, they became a frequent occurrence. Staff members would notice the lights dimming and flickering in specific areas of the restaurant. Sometimes the lights would go out completely, only to come back on moments later, as if nothing had happened. Again, these were easily dismissed as electrical malfunctions, but when they happened consistently in certain parts of the restaurant, especially near certain tables or areas where guests had previously reported ghostly encounters, it raised questions. Perhaps the most chilling reports came from the staff. Some employees claimed to have seen shadowy figures moving around the restaurant, often appearing from the corner of their eyes and then vanishing when they turned to face them. The shadows seemed to take on human form, and many of the staff began to feel as though they were being watched, sometimes by a presence they couldn't explain. Psychologists and paranormal investigators who visited the ship were quick to offer their explanations for the strange phenomena. Some suggested that the Queen Mary's age and size could cause feelings of unease, particularly in the confined spaces below deck. The ship's interior, with its narrow hallways and creaky floors, could create sounds that might be mistaken for footsteps or voices. Others proposed that the cold spots and flickering lights were the result of faulty electrical wiring or the ship's tendency to move in the water, causing shifts in temperature. But as more accounts began to surface, many began to reconsider these explanations. Could the history of the Queen Mary be influencing the experiences of those aboard? Some researchers began to suggest that the ship's traumatic past, both during its time as a warship and in its later years as a hotel, could be causing a kind of residual haunting where the energy from past events somehow manifested in the present. The Queen Mary had seen its share of death, pain, and loss. Was it possible that some of this energy remained trapped aboard the ship, influencing the present-day experiences of those who encountered it? In the following years, the reports of paranormal activity at Sir Winston's became more numerous. Some guests claimed to have seen full-body apparitions, while others reported hearing voices in the restaurant even when it was empty. In some cases, the voices were said to be faint and distant, as if they were coming from another time. Guests would often comment on how it felt as though the restaurant had a life of its own, a feeling of unease that hung in the air even during the most ordinary of meals. As the hauntings grew more intense, paranormal investigators began to take notice. They arrived with equipment designed to capture evidence of the supernatural, hoping to find something that could explain the strange phenomena. Their investigations brought new insights into the Queen Mary's mysterious happenings. Some even claimed to have captured evidence of spirits on audio recordings, with voices and whispers that could not be explained by natural causes. But not all explanations for the Queen Mary's hauntings were supernatural. Some experts suggested that the ship's environment, its isolation, confined spaces, and age, could be contributing to what people experienced as paranormal events. The ship's massive size and its constant motion on the water could create auditory and visual distortions that might cause people to feel a heightened sense of fear or anxiety. Cold spots and flickering lights could be explained by faulty wiring, the ship's age, or the changes in temperature as the ship moved through the water. And the shadowy figures? Could they be the product of overactive imaginations, perhaps fueled by the ship's reputation? However, despite these rational explanations, the stories persisted. The Queen Mary, and especially Sir Winston's restaurant, had become notorious for paranormal activity. Some guests who visited the restaurant reported feeling uneasy before they even entered, a sense that something wasn't quite right. For them, the Queen Mary wasn't just a ship, it was a place where the past never fully let go, and where spirits of the departed still wandered. As the years went by, the reputation of Sir Winston's restaurant aboard the Queen Mary only grew, with reports of paranormal activity becoming more detailed and specific. It was no longer just flickering lights and cold spots. The activity escalated, and the restaurant became a focal point for ghost hunters, skeptics, and curious guests alike. The presence of something or someone paranormal aboard the Queen Mary seemed undeniable to those who had experienced it firsthand. One of the most common reports involved the sensation of being watched. Guests dining at Sir Winston's would often remark that they felt a strange presence lingering behind them, particularly near certain tables. The feeling was described as a heavy weight, a sense of discomfort, as though someone or something was standing just over their shoulder. Staff members who worked late shifts in the restaurant often shared similar stories. The feeling of being observed intensified in some of the quieter areas of the restaurant, especially near the tables that overlooked the ocean. It was almost as if the restaurant itself was alive, aware of who was there and watching them. Many have suggested that this may be a form of intelligent haunting, where the spirit of a former passenger or crew member is actively interacting with those present. Several investigators who have looked into the Queen Mary's hauntings have pointed to specific ghostly apparitions that are regularly reported by guests. One of the most frequently seen figures is that of a woman dressed in a white gown who appears at random moments throughout Sir Winston's restaurant. The woman, often described as ghostly, pale, and translucent, is said to glide past tables, seemingly uninterested in the people around her. On more than one occasion, staff members reported seeing her near the restaurant's large windows, staring out at the ocean as though waiting for something or someone to return. Her appearance has been associated with the Queen Mary's tragic wartime history, and some believe that she is the spirit of a woman who once sailed on the ship and never made it home. In addition to the woman in white, guests have reported seeing shadowy figures that appear to pass through the walls of the restaurant, often vanishing as quickly as they appear. These figures are said to move in and out of the dining area, sometimes stopping at specific tables as if observing the guests. Some visitors have claimed that these figures are accompanied by a sudden drop in temperature, adding to the unnerving atmosphere. In a few instances, people have described the figures as looking like crew members dressed in the uniforms of the ship's wartime personnel, adding another layer to the Queen Mary's complex history. While these experiences seem to suggest an intelligent haunting, there are also reports that point to the possibility of residual hauntings. Residual hauntings are often considered to be echoes of the past, where the energy from traumatic or significant events is somehow imprinted on the environment, playing out in a repetitive loop. In the case of Sir Winston's, some investigators have theorized that the energy from the ship's long and storied past, particularly its wartime service and the many deaths that occurred aboard, has left an imprint on the restaurant itself. These imprints might explain why certain areas of the restaurant seem to trigger intense feelings of unease, or why people experience strange phenomena, even when no one is present to cause them. One of the more chilling incidents to occur in Sir Winston's involved a group of paranormal investigators who set up a series of recording devices and cameras to capture any unusual occurrences. As the night wore on, the team began to hear strange noises, faint voices in the background, whispers too soft to make out clearly. At one point, the investigators reported hearing what sounded like the clinking of silverware, even though the restaurant was empty. They reviewed the footage and discovered that, in one of the camera's frames, a chair appeared to be pulled away from a table by an unseen force. Another major event occurred when a family dining in Sir Winston's experienced a truly unnerving encounter. The family had just finished their meal and was waiting for the bill when they reported hearing a loud bang coming from the back of the restaurant. When they turned to look, they saw a glass of wine tumbling off the table, landing on the floor with a crash. The family was startled, but initially thought it was just an accident. However, when they later spoke to the staff, they learned that similar incidents had been reported before, especially near that same table. The guests were told that a ghostly presence had been felt in that area for some time, and it had been linked to the figure of a man in a naval uniform, one of the many spirits thought to haunt the ship. As more and more accounts came in from guests and staff, paranormal investigators began to focus on the possibility of poltergeist activity on the Queen Mary, particularly in Sir Winston's restaurant. Poltergeists are typically associated with physical disturbances, objects being moved, thrown, or knocked over, without any visible force behind them. While poltergeist activity is often linked to intense emotional energy, some believe that the combination of the ship's tragic history and its continued use as a hotel and restaurant could be fueling such disturbances. The residual energy from the wartime deaths and the traumatic experiences of passengers and crew may have created a volatile environment, amplifying these paranormal incidents. Poltergeist activity is often considered to be one of the most intense forms of haunting because it involves direct, often violent, physical manifestations. Some have speculated that the poltergeist activity on the Queen Mary is connected to the ship's tumultuous past, its service during World War II, where it carried soldiers and endured the stresses of wartime travel. It's believed that such emotionally charged environments may contribute to the development of poltergeist-like phenomena, as negative emotions or trauma are said to leave an imprint on the surroundings. The violent outbursts in Sir Winston's, such as the shattering of glass and the violent movement of furniture, may reflect this intense energy, repeating the emotions and actions of a past era. While many guests and staff are convinced that the Queen Mary is home to spirits, some of them malevolent, others simply lingering, it's also important to consider the psychological factors at play. Some researchers argue that the ship's isolated location, combined with the eerily quiet atmosphere of Sir Winston's restaurant, could contribute to the feelings of paranoia or unease reported by so many. When you're on a ship that has been decommissioned for decades, floating in the vast ocean, it's easy to imagine that you're not entirely alone. The ship's creaking, its strange acoustics, and the constant movement of the ocean could all contribute to the sensations of something being off aboard the Queen Mary. Furthermore, environmental factors such as electromagnetic fields, EMFs, have been linked to the feeling of a presence nearby. EMFs can cause symptoms such as dizziness, headaches, and feelings of anxiety, symptoms that many people report experiencing while dining or working in Sir Winston's. Some paranormal investigators have suggested that the electromagnetic activity aboard the ship could be influencing guests and staff, causing them to perceive paranormal activity when none may exist. Still, the sheer number of reports from people who have no connection to one another is enough to keep many open to the idea that something truly supernatural is at play. But perhaps the most perplexing aspect of the Queen Mary's hauntings is that, despite all the investigations and evidence, the ship remains a mystery. While some of the incidents have been explained by rational means, the volume and consistency of the experiences reported cannot be so easily dismissed. The ghosts of Sir Winston's, whether they are intelligent entities or mere echoes of the past, continue to make their presence known, and as long as the Queen Mary continues to stand as a beacon in the harbor, the spirits of its past may never leave. As we wrap up this deep dive into the haunting of Sir Winston's restaurant aboard the Queen Mary, one thing is abundantly clear. The ship holds a deep, unshakable mystery. For some, the reports of paranormal activity are simply a matter of coincidence or imagination, a product of the ship's age, its creaky holds, and the natural anxieties of being isolated on the water. For others, though, the eerie stories are impossible to ignore. They are more than just tales spun by late-night diners or skeptical employees. They're pieces of a puzzle that, when put together, form something much darker and more complex than just a hotel with a reputation. What makes the Queen Mary's hauntings so compelling is the sheer volume of eyewitness accounts. Guests who have never met each other describe similar experiences, shadowy figures, flickering lights, and a constant sensation of being watched. This isn't just about one or two odd occurrences. This is an entire legacy of reports spanning decades that suggest something beyond the realm of the explainable. Of course, it's tempting to fall into the easy trap of labeling these experiences as paranormal. After all, there's something inherently thrilling about the idea of a ghost ship, its decks and dining rooms haunted by the spirits of those who once sailed within them. But let's not be too quick to forget the power of the mind either. Environmental factors like electromagnetic fields, temperature changes, and even the psychological effects of isolation can create the perfect storm for a heightened sense of fear and unease. It's easy to imagine that the legends surrounding the Queen Mary only fuel these emotions, leading people to perceive things that might not exist, or do they? We could speculate endlessly about whether the ghosts aboard the Queen Mary are merely the result of a troubled past, or if they are something more, something that defies explanation. One thing's for sure, there's something about this place that stirs the imagination. Perhaps, in the end, that's the most unnerving thing of all. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.